Rat King raged. The watching rats clutched at their heads. Peaches shrieked and stumbled back, the last flaring match flying out of her hand. But something of Morris survived that roar, that storm of thought. Some tiny part hid behind some brain cell and cowered as the rest of Morris was blown away. Thoughts peeled back and vanished in the gale. No more talking, no more wondering, no more seeing the world as something out there. Layers of his mind streamed past as the blast stripped away everything that he'd thought of as me, leaving only the brain of a cat. A clever cat, but still just a cat. Nothing but a cat. All the way back to the forest and the cave, the tusk and the claw. Just a cat. And you can always trust a cat to be a cat. The cat blinked. It was bewildered and angry. Its ears went flat. Its eyes flashed green. It couldn't think. It didn't think. It was instinct that moved it now, something that operated right down at the level of its roaring blood. It was a cat, and there was a twitching, squeaky thing, and what cats do to twitching, squeaking things is this. They leap. The Rat King fought back. Teeth snapped at the cat. It was tangled in fighting rats, and it yowled as it rolled across the floor. More rats poured in, rats that could kill a dog, but now, just for a few seconds, this cat could have brought down a wolf. It didn't notice the crackling flame as the dropped match set fire to some straw. It ignored the other rats breaking ranks and running. It paid no attention to the thickening smoke. What it wanted to do was kill things. Some dark river deep inside had been dammed up over the months. It had spent too much time helpless and fuming while little squeaky people ran around in front of it. It had longed to leap and bite and kill. It had longed to be a proper cat. And now the cat was out of the bag, and so much ancestral fight and spite and viciousness was flowing through Morris's veins that it sparked off his claws. And as the cat rolled and struggled and bit, a weak little voice right at the back of his tiny brain, cowering out of the way, the last tiny bit of him that was still Morris and not a blood-crazed maniac, said, "Now, bite here!" Teeth and claws closed on a lump made of 8 knotted tails and tore it apart. The tiny part of what had once been the me of Morris heard a thought shoot past. "No!" And then it died away, and the room was full of rats. Just rats. Nothing more than rats. Fighting to get out of the way of a furious, spitting, snarling, bloodthirsty cat catching up on catsness. It clawed and bit and ripped and pounced and turned to see a small white rat that had not moved throughout the whole fight. It brought its claws down. Dangerous Bean screamed, "Morris!" The door rattled and rattled again as Keith's boot hit the lock for the second time. On the third blow, the wood split and burst apart. There was a wall of fire at the other end of the cellar. The flames were dark and evil, as much thick smoke as fire. The clan were scrambling in through the grating and spreading out on either side, staring at the flames.
"Oh, no, come on, there's buckets next door,"
said Keith.
"But," Melissa began, "we've got to do it quickly. This is a big people job."
The flames hissed and popped. Everywhere, on fire or lying in the floor, beyond the flames were dead rats. Sometimes there were only bits of dead rats.
"What happened here?"
said Dark Tan.
"Looks like a war, Gov,"
said Sardine, sniffing the bodies.
"Can we get round it?"
"Too hot, boss. Sorry, but we... Isn't that Peaches?"
She was sprawled close to the flames, mumbling to herself and covered in mud. Dark Tan crouched down. She opened her eyes blearily.
"Are you all right, Peaches? What's happened to Dangerous Beans?"
Sardines wordlessly tapped him on the shoulder and pointed. Coming through the fire, a shadow. It padded slowly between walls of flame. For a moment, the waving air made it look huge, like some monster emerging from a cave, and then it became just a cat. Smoke poured off its fur. What wasn't smoking was caked with mud. One eye was shut. The cat was leaving a trail of blood, and every few footsteps it sagged a little. It had a small bundle of white fur in its mouth. It reached Dark Tan and continued past without a glance. It was growling all the time under its breath.
"Is that Morris?" said Sardines.
"That's Dangerous Beans he's carrying," shouted Darktan. "Stop that cat!"
But Morris had stopped by himself, turned, lay down with his paws in front of him, and looked blearily at the